Let's get back to the Mole Hole with Randy Molman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. My name is Randy Molman. You're listening on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. We have entered the You've Got Made sports segment. Summer is here. You're going to need someone to clean up after you. You're going to need someone to clean that house. Do not, I repeat, do not tell your wife or girlfriend to do it. That's not going to end up well for you. Call You've Got Maids. They'll come over. When the place starts to get out of hand, they'll clean your place to your specifications, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They'll come back a week later, and they'll clean it again. If you want, or they'll do monthly cleanings. Whatever is easiest and most convenient for you. Call You've Got Maids 636-92-CLEAN. Go online, youvegotmaids.com. This is the time of year where cleaning your house is low on the priority list. I know it's low on mine. It's nice outside. I want to get outside. I want to get to the pool. I want to go to Cardinals games. I don't want to spend time cleaning my house when it's beautiful outside. Have someone else do it. You've Got Maids. 636-92-CLEAN. That's 636-92-CLEAN. YouveGotMaids.com. And this is the You've Got Maids sports segment. I've heard a lot of whining in the last week. The Cardinals are cheap. They always finish in second place. They won't spend any money. What do you think this Cardinals team would have looked like if they would have spent that money on an aging Albert Pujols? What do you think this Cardinals team would have looked like with David Price on the disabled list? Jason Hayward hitting 230. All that money to those guys. The Cardinals have a price point based on talent. And if it exceeds past that price point, the Cardinals back out. And I don't know why everyone is complaining about the Cardinals spending money. I don't know that I wanted to spend $50 million on a 19-year-old Cuban free agent. That's a lot of money for a 19-year-old unproven player. Of course, it would be nice if they spent some money. But just because they don't doesn't make them a bad organization. In fact, since 2008, they have the second most wins in all of Major League Baseball. You best fans in baseball drive me nuts sometimes. We're supposed to be the most knowledgeable fan base in the game, and yet we complain about John Mozeliak and his inability to sign free agents and spend big money on them, yet all they do is win. What is it? Something like 5 of the last 7 years they've been in the playoffs? The worst record they've had is 10 games over 500? Yeah, that's terrible. Mozeliak's the worst. Let's go back and review and remind you how good we have it here in St. Louis with John Mozeliak. He was hired to be the GM October 31st, 2007. One of his first big moves. Now, I'm going to go through some of these transactions. I'm not going to go through every single transaction, all these minor free agent signings, like when they signed Jason LaRue. I'm not going to talk about that. But some of his trades, some of his free agent signings, I am going to talk about. And let's see how many of them are bad, terrible moves. And let's look at his drafts since he took over. You're going to have to bear with me because I'm going year by year here. One of his first big moves was trading an aging Jim Edmonds, who everybody loved, of course, fan favorite. It was an unpopular trade, trading Jim Edmonds. But he traded him to the Padres, and they got David Freese in return. Ah, he's just the 2011 World Series MVP. Terrible trade. No, it was an awesome trade. Chalk one up for Mozeliak. How about trading Scott Rolen, another popular player? He traded him to the Toronto Blue Jays, and they got Troy Gloss in return. Gloss really only played 1 year here. He was hurt the second year. But the year he was here, he had 290, 33 doubles, 27 home runs, 99 RBIs. Scott Rolen didn't even come close to those numbers the rest of his career. Score another one for Mo. He also signed Kyle Loesch, who is a very serviceable pitcher in 2008 when they signed him. He was very serviceable for several years. Good signing. Thank you, Mo. How about the draft in 2008? Brett Wallace and Shane Peterson were both in that draft, first and second round, and they were used in a package to get Matt Holliday. Score another one for Mo. Lance Lynn was in that draft. And Kevin Segrist, a 41st round pick, is a major contributor to our bullpen. So that was 2008. Now you look at the transactions for the 2009 season real quick. Oh, in November, he signed Oscar Tavares as an amateur free agent from the Dominican Republic. Yeah. Yep, chalk it up. In December of 08, the Cardinals traded Mark Worrell and Luke Gregerson and got Khalil Green. That was a bust. Khalil Green was terrible. So there's one bad trade. But what did they give up? Middling relief pitchers? Luke Gregerson's had, what, two good years? And he is struggling mightily this year. Still in the league with Houston. The draft that year, Shelby Miller, Joe Kelly, Matt Carpenter, Trevor Rosenthal, Matt Adams. Not bad. They also traded Chris Perez in June of 2009. Chris Perez, the reliever, for Mark DeRosa. And that ended up not being a good trade for either side. I think Perez was a closer for Cleveland for a couple of years. So he outproduced Mark DeRosa. So, okay. We're up to two pretty mediocre trades. DeRosa didn't do anything because he got hurt. Khalil Green was terrible. And then the trade I just mentioned. Clayton Mortensen, Shane Peterson, Brett Wallace to Oakland for Matt Holliday. Yep. So far, way more good than bad from John Mozeliak. And this is dating back to when he first started as the general manager. When you look at some of the moves in 2010, they ended up re-signing Matt Holliday, which was a great move, as you all know. April of 2010, he signed Carlos Martinez as a free agent. What? Another Dominican pitcher? Good job, Mo. In that draft, Tyrell Jenkins, who they used in the Jason Hayward trade. I'll get to that in a minute. That obviously wasn't a great, ended up not being a great trade. Tui Vilela was in that draft. John Gast, who we drafted originally. Greg Garcia, Tyler Lyons, contributors. In July of 2010, at the deadline, the Cardinals traded Ryan Ludwig, who was struggling at the time, to the Padres. They got Nick Greenwood and Jake Westbrook. That was okay. Ludwig didn't do much the rest of his career. He was okay. Greenwood really didn't do anything. Westbrook was an okay middling of the rotation starter. So that's not a bust nor a success. So far, if you're keeping score, the Cardinals have made more better moves than not. December of 2010, Lance Berkman signed as a free agent. Yeah, that was bad. Thank you, Mo. He only helped them win the World Series in 2011. That's all. Great signing by Mo, getting Lance Berkman to come to St. Louis. Are you keeping score? Because so far, the good far outweigh the bad. You go into the 2011 season, they didn't have a lot of draft picks. They got Charlie Tilson and Seth Maness in that 2011 draft. But here's a big one. July 27, 2011. You know, when they won the World Series. They traded Trevor Miller, Colby Rasmus, Brian Tallett, and PJ Walters to the Toronto Blue Jays. They got Octavio Dotel, who was a huge add to that bullpen. Huge that season. Edwin Jackson was serviceable. Corey Patterson, meh. And Mark Zepchinski, who was pretty good out of the bullpen versus lefties. Then they went out and traded a minor leaguer to the Dodgers for Rafael Furcal. Those trades spurred the Cardinals to a World Series title in 2011. Ring up another one for Mozeliak. Sorry. December of 2011, Carlos Beltran signs. Yep, they paid some money for a good bat. I'm dinging the bell way more than I'm not dinging the bell, in case you're not paying attention. By the way, all of this while not depleting the minor league system. Everyone wants to talk about how Mo won't make trades, how Mo doesn't make the blockbusters, yet he continues to add to this team while not sacrificing good teams. What did I say? Over the last 8 years, I think their worst record is 86-76. They didn't have to do a Cubs, let's lose for 5 years before we become good, or the Padres cashing it in this year, hoping to rebuild. Going in the tank on purpose. We haven't had to do that. You think that's coincidence? You think that's by accident? No. In the June 2012 draft, Michael Wacha, Stephen Piscotty, Carson Kelly, Tim Cooney. Cooney's no longer with the organization. Wacha, Piscotty, and Carson Kelly. Yeah, that's a pretty good draft. They also signed Mag Sierra, who all of you love as an amateur free agent that year. At the deadline in 2012, they traded minor leaguer Zach Cox and got Edward Mujica. What did Mujica do? He became the closer, and he was phenomenal down the stretch in 2012. Edward Mujica, another good trade. Yes, there was, so far from my count, there's been two, I'd say pretty bad trades. December 3rd, 2012, the Cardinals signed Alex Reyes as a minor league free agent, or as an amateur free agent. By the way, if you're keeping score of the amateur free agents coming from the Dominican or from outside of the normal draft process, he signed Oscar Tavares, Carlos Martinez, Mag Sierra, and Alex Reyes. Yeah, man, this Mo is terrible. He signed Ty Wigington in 2012. All right, that didn't work. But he was just a bench player. I don't know why people keep going back to Ty Wigington. He was a bench player. He overpaid for him, but he was a bench player. Cardinals traded Skip Schumacher in 2012 to the Dodgers in the offseason. Who cares? In the 2013 draft, Marco Gonzalez and Mike Myers. Myers has struggled a little in the minor leagues, but he's a guy that they're hoping can contribute later. And, of course, Marco Gonzalez hasn't been able to stay healthy, but he's a very talented left-handed starter. In August of 2013, the Cardinals traded a player to be named later, which was Michael Blazek, to get John Axford, who helped them down the stretch get to the World Series. Yep. I'm not seeing a lot of bad moves. How about this trade in the offseason in 2013? Cardinals traded David Fries and Fernando Salas to the Angels for Peter Borges and Randall Grichuk. Okay. Nah. Fries hasn't been the same, of course, the rest of his career. Still a good player. Fernando Salas is a middle-of-the-road bullpen guy. Peter Borges was terrible, and Grichuk has yet to prove himself. So, Johnny Peralta signed as a free agent. Pretty good for a couple of years. Nothing fantastic. Oh, and let's add to another list of free agents signed, this time from Cuba, Aledmys Diaz. Are you getting the theme? Stop complaining about our general manager. The guy knows what he's doing. He's one of the best GMs in baseball. The Cardinals are one of the best run organizations in baseball. I just went through about 6 or 7 years of transactions. And there's far more good moves than bad. Enough with the complaining about the salary, not paying money, not signing free agents. No one wants a $30 million pitcher who's on the disabled list, David Price. No one wants a almost $20 million a year outfielder that is hitting 230, Jason Hayward. And what kind of cash would have been strapped for this organization had they signed Albert Pujols, who is not near what he was in his first 11 years with the Cardinals? So, in 2014, they traded Alan Craig and Joe Kelly for Corey Luttrell and John Lackey. John Lackey helped them get to the postseason. Good trade. It ended up being Joe Kelly for John Lackey. It's a good trade. So anyway, I'm not going to go on and on and on. I already have enough. I think I've proved my point. I am sick and tired of hearing how Mozeliak won't spend money, how he's a bad general manager, how all he does is go after the low-hanging fruit, blah, 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 blah. I would rather they not pay big money to free agents that are not, they're not going to last. They're not going to be in for the long haul. It's not about the money. It's about the years. The Cardinals are great about putting a price point together based on talent and statistics. And what happens? They're not going to go above that. That's smart business. That's called smart business. Now, this year, they've restocked this minor leagues. You have a guy like Manny Machado who is going to become a free agent. What will Mo do this year? Let's hope he makes another couple of moves and has an opportunity this year to make a big move, a big splash, because of the organizational depth. But it takes two to tango. You got to find teams that are willing to part with a middle-of-the-order slugger, and that's rare. Enough complaining about our general manager. The Cardinals are the best run organization in baseball. They have the second most wins since 2008. They rarely don't make the playoffs. If you go back through the Cardinals team history and you look at these teams, 2011, World Series champions. 2012, lost in the NLCS. 2013, lost in the World Series. 2014, lost in the NLCS. 2015, lost in the league divisional series. And then they didn't make the playoffs last year. That's five of the last 6 years. Six of the last 8 years, they've made the playoffs. And their worst record since 2009 is 86-76, 10 games over 500. How many teams in Major League Baseball would like that track record? I'd say all of them. Stop complaining. Shut up. Enjoy the ride. This has been the You've Got Maids sports segment. As I've said, summer is here. Thank goodness. Warm weather, beautiful days. July 4th is around the corner, believe it or not. Memorial Day is this weekend. Schedule your house cleaning now. You've got holidays over the summer. You've got barbecues you want to go to, Cardinals games. You want to get outside and ride your bike. You want to get to the park. You want to play ball. You want to get outside. You don't want to stay inside and spend it cleaning your house. Call You've Got Maids. Ask about their 52-point spring clean that makes your home shine. And yes, it's a spring clean, but they'll do it any time of year. Cleaning the house is hard and time-consuming. You've Got Maids is here to make your life easier and put time back on your calendar. You've Got Maids will clean to your specifications. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can find them online, you'vegotmaids.com, and on Facebook at facebook.com/YGM.mo, or give them a call, 636-92-CLEAN. That's 636-92-CLEAN. When you need Mo Maids, You've Got Maids. And I want to tell you a little bit once again about my friends at Provision Living St. Louis Hills. Provision Living St. Louis Hills is an assisted living and memory care community that offers a variety of on-site activities for residents and their families, such as a weekly happy hour that features live musical entertainment. They keep their residents strong with different physical activities like chair yoga, daily exercise classes, and therapy services. Provision Living at St. Louis Hills believes it's important for their residents to keep their spiritual connection, and they do this with an on-site chapel offering both weekly Catholic Mass and a non-denominational service. At Provision Living, they love their food, and we think you will too. Each day, the residents enjoy three delicious meals that are freshly prepared and served by their friendly staff. We invite you to join us for a flavorful meal and great conversation. Call 314-647-6600. See for yourself that Provision Living St. Louis Hills and what they have to offer. I've mentioned it every week. I talk about them all the time. I recommend Provision Living St. Louis Hills, as I have personal experience. My own father spent his last year of life living at Provision Living in St. Louis Hills. He enjoyed every minute of it. He loved the staff. They really took care of him, and they took the time to take care of him. I've said it earlier. I've said it on the show before. My father was deaf. He had Parkinson's. And he needed a place that was going to give him some pointed care, some customized care, and they did it. And they were phenomenal. They loved him. He loved the staff. It was a great match. So if you have someone that you're considering moving into assisted living, go check out the staff at Provision Living St. Louis Hills. Don't get caught up in the facility. Sometimes you go to these facilities and they're glitz and glamour and huge and nice, and that's what you envision your parents living in. St. Louis Hills has all of that. They can offer all of that at Provision Living. But what sets the one in St. Louis Hills apart for me was the staff. When I went and interviewed the staff and talked to them, it was obvious that they care for their residents and they take the time to get to know their residents and provide customized care for each individual. And man, I can't speak highly enough of the staff at Provision Living at St. Louis Hills. Tell them I sent you, 314-647-6600, Provision Living, St. Louis Hills. I hope you all enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Enjoy the pool. Enjoy some beverages. Enjoy a beverage from our friends at Boulevard Brewing Company. American Kolsch. That sounds phenomenal. Bright, crisp, golden ale, delivering a subtle sweetness with a touch of citrusy hop. You can go grab a six-pack of the 12-ounce cans. They're in store now. Go relax, kick back with Boulevard's American Kolsch. Matt Davis, have yourself a wonderful Memorial Day.
Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend. Anything
big planned?
No, I don't think so. Probably going to barbecue, maybe find somewhere to swim.
There you go. Sounds good. I'm sure that's a lot of people's plans this weekend. And for Matt Davis, my name's Randy Molman, and the morning after, I see TJ Moe's in the house. I see Cam Jansen's in the house today.
Yes.
For the morning after.
It'll be a wild morning.
It should be a fun morning. here on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Until next Friday at 5 a.m. So long, everybody.